Today I'm in Psalms 77. And Rob?
Yes, Psalm 77 and verse 13. Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is so great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles.
I want to tell you, I could stop Rob right there. You're the God that performs miracles. I don't know who you've been listening to lately, and I don't know what's in your spirit, but I want to remind you, you're the God that can perform miracles. What he started, he will do and finish. I tell you, you have no problem because you got a God that's quoted in the book of Psalms. He's a miracle worker.
You display your power among the peoples. With your mighty arm, you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw you, O God. The waters saw you and writhed. The very depths were convulsed. The clouds poured down water. The skies resounded with thunder. Your arrows flashed back and forth. Your thunder was heard in the whirlwind. Your lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and quaked.
Now, let me tell you exactly what the writer is speaking about. He's talking about Moses. Moses was getting into an argument every 2 minutes with the Pharaoh. And Moses would start to contend with Pharaoh. He would start to contend with him. And he would do a miracle. But I want to tell you, in that hour, Pharaoh would do another miracle back. And they were doing one for one. But then at the end, Moses started to really win this race of doing miracles. And Pharaoh finally said, after Moses asked him, "Let my people go." I want to tell you right now, I pray in the name of Jesus that that religious spirit that's got you in bondage, that spirit that's got you thinking, stinking, I want you to understand that the spirit of a breaker is going to break through and touch you right now as you hear this message. I want to say this, that Moses now gets the power that Pharaoh says, "Get out of Dodge." When Moses spoke to Aaron as they got on their horses, "Let's get out of here quick and let's get the people."
Yeah, Moses was a man that not only stood for God, he stood for God's people. And when we stand for God, God stands for us. And, you know, it reminds me of a story in the book of Acts of a man by the name of Stephen. The Bible says Stephen was one that waited on tables, but God calls upon Stephen and he preaches a great message. And the Bible says Jesus is now standing at the right hand of Father. Well, what do you think Jesus was doing? He was giving Stephen a standing ovation because it's the only place really in the Bible that Jesus was standing, because when Christ really finished his ministry, it always says Jesus was sitting at the right hand of the Father. So when we stand for God, God stands for us. And Moses was a man that displayed and carried the anointing to set the people free, because that's a prophetic decree over this region. "Let my people go, thus saith the Lord."
Moses knew that God was a way maker. Moses knew in his spirit that God made a way where there was no way. Moses understood in his finite mind that God was going to give him power to take this dominion by power and by storm. I want to tell you this. Now hear me. Moses now is running to get out, takes his caravan with him, and they're heading, and all of a sudden they get up to the Red Sea. And Moses does like Jackie Gleason says, "Humada, humada, humada. What do I do now? I'm at the crosswalk. I don't know what to do. I'm not sure what I can do here." And Moses is starting to get the sweat coming out of his body and saying, "My God." And Pharaoh starts to change his mind. Pharaoh starts to say, "Why are we letting these Israelites go? Let's stop them off at the path." But I want to read this to you. "Your path led through the sea, your way through the mighty waters, though your footprints were not seen." Ah, my God. Come on, people. Is this resonating in your spirit? He's saying that, "God, you made a way out of a no way before we even got there." He said that the path was already made through the sea, your ways through the mighty waters, though your footprints were were not seen. I want to make this easy for you. When Moses was arguing with Pharaoh, God was making a way. God was opening up the Red Sea. You see, God sees from Revelation back to Genesis. We see from Genesis back to Revelations. But I'm here to tell you that God already seen the path in the Red Sea. When Moses thought there was no hope. Oh, come on, let's bring this down to your level now. Come on, let's just get out of the book for a minute. My God, some of your backs are up against the Red Sea of your life. Some of you can't pay your mortgage. Some of you's got money problems. Some of you got children problems. Some of you's got this and that. But my God, I tell you, just like Moses, that God is a way maker. I believe you're at your Red Sea, but the Father already seen it. And now he made a path that his feet aren't even going to touch. Ah, come on now. It's time to get ready. Get ready and know on who you are trusting in. You are trusting in the God that can do miracles.
Yeah, I love that, Vic. Psalm 76. 7 verse 19, your path led through the sea, your way through the mighty waters. And I believe prophetically God's parting the waters so people can march through on dry ground. And what a mighty miracle of God. Moses takes the army and he takes them to the Red Sea and he says to them, march forward. I mean, if you could have that on a video or on YouTube, as they march through those waters. Now guess what the waters did after they marched through it? They engulfed and drowned and surrounded the enemy of God, which was the enemy of Moses and the enemy of Moses' people and God's people. So God is about to bring you through, part the waters, and then he's going to take the same waters, bring them together, and drown your enemies. They will be sorry what they did to you. Hear me prophetically. Now, I'm not speaking about people, but the Bible says if the enemy knew that Jesus was going to rise from the dead, he never would have crucified Christ. Let me tell you people what Jesus did to this enemy. The Bible says he paraded him around hell and made an open show. Another translation says he made an open spectacle of the enemy. Come on, God's about to make an open spectacle of your enemy. He's about to expose your enemy and drown him with the very waters that he parted.
Some of you are in a situation even right now where you're the man or woman of God that's in charge of your home, in charge of your church, and you're coming to a Red Sea experience and people are starting to murmur and complain. But I've come to give you a boost. I've come to give you another dose of the Holy Ghost, because when you stand at the Red Sea of your life circumstances, God is about to bring you through. What he's done for Moses, he'll do for you. He's no respecter of man. What he's done with Jesus Christ as he laid in the grave and brought him back up, he'll do it for you and you and you. This is the time that God is going to display his power. Oh, come on, people. Get on the right track and understand that this is the Kairos moment. This is the moment that God is going to give us from Montauk to Manhattan.
Yeah, I gotta love this guy Pharaoh, Vic, that Moses was contending with. And there are pharaohs in the land which want to duplicate the very miracles that God is releasing specifically over his church from Montauk to Manhattan. There is a breakthrough in this region. God is about to part the waters. We are about to see, I believe, prophetically, 1 million souls come into the kingdom on Long Island from Montauk to Manhattan. There's approximately almost 3 million people on Long Island. So we prophesy to Suffolk County, Nassau County, the Hamptons, Southampton, Lynbrook, Roslyn, Deer Park, all the regions and the counties and Long Island. We say, come alive and fulfill the very thing God has called you, and the very purpose, the plan of God, the destiny of heaven will be fulfilled in this region.
And that I believe that, and I believe that first God has men like me and Rob that come and speak this in the natural. But then the Spirit of God is going to come and give this legs. And when this message has legs, we are going to do great and mighty things. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the things you've seen me do, greater things you're going to do. My God, people, get ready. Put on your safety belts, because we're about to do some greater things. I just want to take a segue off over here for a minute, but I want to explain to you something. People have been calling me in the last few days because they've seen some things happen in the earth. And I don't know when this message is going to go out, but, you know, I'm assuming that you'll see some things going off in the earth, and they were negative things. They were storms. They were earthquakes and stuff. But I want to say this. Can somebody write me an email when they see something good? My God, when somebody sees something and says, hey, wait a minute, God just did a great miracle. That baby was going to die, but God did a miracle. Can somebody start to talk about that? We've got to get out of the negativity and start to speak by faith.
Yeah, it's sort of like, whose report will you believe? We will believe the report of the Lord. And, you know, we have got to release in this hour prophetically the optimistic seer realm. People that see what can become, people that see through the eyes of faith, through the eyes of God. And we speak prophetically to Long Island. We say in 2010, the church will arise. It will be the church's finest hour in this region. And if you want to partner with the media mantle of Vic Haraleo's ministries, and you want to send in a love offering, we're believing for 300 partners to sow $30 a month. His website is victorsinfo.com, or you can email him at victorsinfo@aol.com.
My God, people, this is the hour. I want you to understand that this show has the power to liberate you. This show has the ingredients in it that can bring you to understand that you plus God are a conqueror. I believe today more than ever that God is raising up people with a fixed determination to serve the living God and to speak like you know the living God. I believe this is the hour that God wants to rain his power, because we cannot take from Montauk to Manhattan if we don't walk with him. I believe this is the hour that many are going to awake under the sound of my voice. They're going to come out of the slumber spirit. They're going to come out of the sleep, and they're going to start to realize that they've got an assignment that they were born to. And the only difference is going to be in this hour is God's going to give you the fuel to make that assignment work. You see, we tried to bring some assignments to pass, but we didn't have the fuel. But I tell you, in this hour, God's about to give us the high octane fuel that we can walk and talk, and what we say shall come to pass. So I'm going to say this now. Start to pray for this island. Start to pray for this region, and understand when your back is up against the wall, like Moses at the Red Sea, you've got a God that's already been there, and he has made a path for you and me.